welcome to the STF podcast. This is Emily. This is podcast 22, I believe.
All about and yourself. Just introduce yourself first.
I am. So, fuck you. Anyway, so we have Tony here. We
no,
got
you don't.
Tom.
Yep.
We have
Tony's
Colton.
Naked. Yeah, Tony's naked.
We have Josh, and then we have that one guy that I can't remember his name. So,
fuck
I think it's Dixon or something. Maybe it's Dango.
Dango, yeah, Dango.
Dango.
That's right.
Shut
Dango
up!
Was his name.
Go fuck yourselves, you two.
So, hi, everybody.
No.
Pretty good.
I got a stuffy nose.
Pretty good. I did awesome. Screw you.
What do you mean?
How's
Tell
that?
Us about it. Why are you so awesome today?
What?
Everyone's so quiet. Good lord.
Somebody talk.
Dango. That's because we're trying to figure out why he's so awesome.
Dango ate my baby.
Yes,
repeated joke is repeated.
It's also shit.
You guys suck. You do know that.
You broke Audacity.
I didn't break Audacity. What are you doing?
You broke it.
I'm just zooming out.
Okay. Because I was going to say, every time we make a noise, it gets smaller and smaller. Like your penis.
Oh,
well,
it's just an average night for Tony and Emily.
That's a great start.
What is that?
Well, I mean, you know.
It's a jellyfish.
It's scary, I don't like it. I hate jellyfish.
What the hell is going on in this podcast?
Shout out to the Emily and Tony podcast.
I know.
Yeah, really.
I know.
Why don't you guys talk?
Okay, why don't you guys talk? Tell a story.
Because, well, what are we supposed to talk about?
I don't know.
Nothing's happened.
Well, I do have
something. Well, actually, that's
about.
Not true. Well, I don't know because I wasn't on the podcast last week. So, did you guys actually like talk about anything big that happened throughout
Michael.
This last month? Was it just Tom and Michael?
About,
yeah,
it was just me and Tom.
Well, what did you guys talk about anything like big that happened
you mean,
or
like,
nothing?
You mean like Bioshock?
We did spoil Breaking Bad, though.
If you've been in the world for the last like,
wow, Michael, thank you for talking.
You know that nothing's happened.
I hate everyone.
Yeah.
Hey guys, did you hear?
Well,
Luna's not a planet anymore.
Oh, shut up.
Wow.
Thank you,
old news now.
Colton, freaking next Comedy Central over here.
I'm trying my best.
What the fuck was that?
I don't really want to know.
Retarded
it
seal.
It was a Yeti impression.
Do the laugh track.
Well, Colin, that's going to be your job, so, you know.
I'm making a note to myself.
That made me pee myself.
Totally.
Ooh, man, this is a good one.
There you go, guys. Start the podcast off right.
Start the podcast off with a picture that the audience cannot see right now. Totally.
Well,
let's
I mean
do
YOLO,
it.
Right?
They'll see it. It'll be
Colin,
a link
it's
up.
Not funny anymore. Or rather, it's not funny when you say it. But
okay.
The reason I asked if anything was talked about on the podcast I have not got to listen to yet is that I was wondering if you guys wanted to talk about the new Pokemon games that are coming out this year.
Maybe. Yeah, let's do it.
Because I'm curious on, I know what Michael's thoughts are on it, but I'm curious on what the rest of your thoughts are on the new Pokemon game that's coming out. X and Y.
Pokemon Snap.
You mean Pokemon? Is Pokemon porn? X and Y. It's chromosome.
Yeah, they're kind of like, yo, let's forget about the colors. It's time to go into like,
letters.
You know, letters.
Letters.
I don't
well,
like
I
that.
Think Pokemon X is a terrible name.
Is
it?
You're a terrible
it sounds
name.
Like a porn.
What about
I like
Mega
Pokemon.
Man?
I like Pokemon.
Does Mega
Pokemon
Man X,
X
sound like a porn?
Pokemon Triple X.
Yeah, wait, there's a movie called Triple X. Is it a porn?
There's a movie called Triple X.
State of the Union?
Yeah,
no.
Is that
no,
a porn?
Crap.
No,
it might as well. If it was a porn, it probably wouldn't have been better.
Well, you know. But, but we can all pretty much agree that when they make the crystal version of X and Y, it's just going to be called Z.
Yeah.
Joshua.
I'm honest, like dead serious. It's gonna be called Z. I'm calling it right now.
Josh, you suck.
How do I suck, Michael? Michael, are you honestly? What do you think is gonna be called then when they make the crystal version of X and Y?
I don't know.
It's gonna be Z.
X Y Z. X Y Z. Come on, Michael.
Dango.
Yeah, it's Pokemon Dango. Dango version.
Pokemon Dango.
But wait.
I just shut up, my
Joshua,
friend.
Black and White came up. Then why
Black and White
gray?
Came up.
Josh, if nice they made black there, and white, well, how come they didn't make Bill? Gray version then?
Because that's stupid.
Because they made Black and White too. Because they made Black and White too, thinking Herpaderp, we're going to make them buy pretty much the exact same game.
No, it's
but
not.
But we're just
going
to call it Pokemon Black and White 2 was not worth
Pokemon
any money.
Is all the
it just
same.
Wasn't.
It's still Pokemon.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah, but it's like...
It's, I don't know.
It's like they market it as a sequel. They market it as a sequel, which... When you buy a sequel, do you expect pretty much the exact same game with the exact same
yes.
mechanics? With
no,
the exact...
No.
With more well, or less you, the exact same
would,
Pokemon besides one? Come on. And also, freaking recolored Pokemon are crap anyways.
You're crap.
I think I've been trying to talk. No.
Sorry.
It's been... I don't know. I just think that they're... Like, Pokemon's to its point where they can't do any more with it.
Yes, they can. They just don't want to.
Just go back to the original 150.
Exactly.
I know. I lost track after the additional 100.
Yeah.
I
lost track after Ruby and Sapphire.
You guys suck.
But,
you guys don't have no love for Pokemon.
So, Emmy, is that a no on Pokemon X and Y?
What?
I'm
is that a no on the X
it.
And Y? Who's playing with the DS right now?
Probably Colton.
That's Colton. That's definitely Colton.
Colton, shut off your DS. I'm going to smack
okay.
you.
Yeah, how rude.
Colton, just for that, I'm going to turn my Xbox on.
I've already got mine on.
Fuck you. I was
like
playing Wii
picture.
Earlier.
What were you playing?
I was playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That is amazing. You were my best friend.
Which one?
The NES version.
The, like, the NES? Oh my god, get out. Get out.
What?
Kill yourself.
What's wrong with that?
That game is a piece of shit.
What?
I was also playing Mega
what?
Man.
TMNT for NES.
I was also playing...
Okay.
Is it...
What?
TMNT for NES
yes.
was a piece of shit.
Whatever. Then why were you playing it?
What?
Wait, what?
Why were you playing it? If it was so bad.
Because I haven't played it. And I was playing it.
But why would you play it if it's bad?
Because you need to waste your life.
Because I hadn't played it yet. So I played it, and it's bad, so I just stopped playing it.
That doesn't make sense. That's disgusting.
That totally makes sense. If you play a bad game, you're going to
yeah.
stop playing it.
But why would he play it in the first
That's
place?
That's a lie.
Because he didn't know
it
was bad.
That was literally the first time I played it, like 2 hours ago.
Wow, you're way behind the time. That game came out how long ago?
Yeah, you should, like, have you not watched the... Have you not watched the AVGN review on it?
Basically, Colton is a little bitch.
How's Colton a bitch?
How's Colton a bitch?
Because he's a bitch who likes bananas.
Does he look like a bitch?
Well, look at my picture. Look at
well,
my face.
Yeah, I mean, his Skype picture, I'm not going to comment on that,
dude,
on that question.
Dude, you look like you're about to be molested if I even look at it.
I don't see it.
I've already said all I need to about your picture.
Oh, you mean your Facebook?
Facebook picture?
It's my Skype picture, too.
No, his Skype picture.
Oh. It's the same.
It's the same picture as his Facebook one, anyway. It's just fucking creepy.
You look like you ate a lemon.
In the nicest way, it's just creepy.
It looks like Quentin Tarantino ate a lemon.
No, I don't see where you see Quentin Tarantino.
Have you ever seen Quentin Tarantino?
Have you ever been retarded?
Yes, he was in.
Dude,
he was in Django Unchained.
Like a bitch who likes bananas.
That's actually my real face.
You don't say,
Michael.
Really?
You need to shut up with
what?
That stupid video.
But
hey,
the
don't hate on that video. That video was awesome.
I do think it's stupid. It's retarded.
What?
You think anything that has to do with ponies is retarded?
No,
yes, it is.
I don't like that word to begin with.
You're a bitch who likes bananas.
Nice Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Go on.
No, it's not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What's your favorite comedy?
What?
My favorite comedy?
Tom and Tony, what's your favorite comedies?
Favorite
comedies?
God.
Comedies. A movie.
Oh,
a comedy
movie.
A comedy.
I was going to say something bad, but I decided...
Breaking Bad.
My favorite comedy.
Breaking Bad is not a comedy.
My favorite comedy.
I was going to say Brokeback Mountain, but...
is Michael Perez's
Wow.
I like his quote.
That's but that's not funny. Movie.
I like the book better.
But that's not funny.
I don't know.
The Notebook.
Yes, that was great comedy. The... Or
I
Scream.
Laughed through it.
Scream is a good one, too. Yeah.
I laughed through the Notebook or whatever it's called.
I liked Borat.
Forget it. Just forget it.
Borat's a good one.
Borat was good.
I didn't like Borat too much.
Well, the in-betweens maybe is really good.
No comment. But that's a series, not
no,
a
no, the film.
Movie. Mm-hmm. Wait, in-betweens.
Yeah, the in-betweens movie. That was very good. Come on, Josh, I've already told you about this.
Wait, what?
I've already told you about this film.
You probably did, but I probably just forgot. Yeah,
probably. But, yeah, that film's pretty funny.
That was mean.
I don't know. Well, I haven't watched it, so I can't really comment on it. So
yeah, I don't really
I
watch that many comedy films, so... Not my thing. Oh, actually...
I'm dying.
No, best comedy film I've seen is Paranormal Activity 2.
That's a comedy movie?
Michael, he's trying to make a joke.
No. That isn't even in the joke. That is, I laugh so much in that film. I found that hilarious.
The first two were bad. The third one was okay.
No, the second one.
Watch the first one. Is okay.
Hilarious.
The second one was pretty terrible. It was the sister that did it.
You're terrible.
It was the older sister that did it for me. The girl in the movie, she's terrible. The worst actor I've ever seen.
Oh, it's brilliant. I can't remember laughing so much at some parts of that film. Just being in the cinema and just laughing my head off.
You were at the movie. That's terrible.
It's not.
You were at the theater and you were laughing at
you're
the movie
terrible.
And everyone else was trying to be scared.
Well, oh, sorry, but some of the bits in that, some of the bits in there were brilliant. They're just comedy gold.
Like what part? What part?
Oh god, best bit.
What do you mean by bits?
What is a bit?
A part.
Like a little.
It's a currency in Equestria.
That's what. Yeah.
The bit where the baby gets dragged up the side of the cart, that was hilarious. When the woman gets taken out to go and save her kid, like taken out by the legs and dragged out the room, that was hilarious, and dragged down the stairs.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
I like Happy Gilmore.
Wow. I'm going to kill the mood.
What about Happy Gilmore? It was a good movie.
Happy Gilmore was a good movie.
Depends on your definition of good.
Enjoyable.
Like, it was one of best... One of Adam Sandler's
Jack
best
and Jill.
Movies.
Best movie ever made.
No.
Oh, yeah. Shut the
fuck you. That
don't talk,
good.
Colin. Colin. You don't get to talk anymore, Colin. Just go.
Colin,
yeah, seriously. Just get the fuck
that?
Out of here.
Yeah, I watched that, like... Well, it was
that was almost as bad as Norbit. And Norbit's pretty bad.
Wait, what movie?
Norbit, the one where pretty much
Eddie
Murphy played every single...
plays every part?
Yes.
What is it?
Norbit.
That was horrible.
Have you ever seen the movie
actually.
Norbit? It's basically this movie where Eddie Murphy legitimately plays every single character that matters.
Like...
Even the Asian
like the
guy.
Professor. I mean, Doc... Do you mean Nutty Professor?
No, there is a film called Norbit.
No, Norbit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. And he's like, he's like the orphanage.
He's like an orphan. He's like an orphan. Yeah.
That movie sucked.
And, well, you know, most, like, that's kind of like the bad thing about comedies. They all suck in general, but you still laugh at them because they're trying to be funny, but at the expense of having a terrible story.
You're a terrible story.
I mean YOLO, right?
Michael, your life is a terrible story.
Ow.
Colin, I'll let you know when that gets funny again.
So, who's upset about the whole Bioshock being pushed back again? I am.
Not
It's been pushed back
me.
Again?
I am. It's been pushed back again. It's been pushed back to...
It's like March 26th.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 2 months. Not big deal.
They keep pushing it back, though.
Oh, I think that's just for you.
It's 2 months.
Ours hasn't changed.
Last October.
Ours hasn't changed. Well, I think ours is the same, so I'm safe.
I hate you. How dare you?
I mean, I'm not looking. I'm not like waiting for it to come out. But,
did you like the other ones though?
What?
I like BioShock movie? 1.
Well, BioShock 2 is by
BioShock person, Infinite. But I'm not too sure about
BioShock 2. Infinite. Wasn't
BioShock
shocking.
2 was done. It was done by a different company.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was done by someone. Yeah.
No.
I remember having this discussion.
Whoa. BioShock 2 was made by a different company.
I don't think so.
I thought it was. Yeah.
Who? It was still 2K.
Wait, who
was
it made by?
It was 2K, wasn't it?
Someone at GameStop.
Who was it made by?
Someone at GameStop told me that.
No.
Stop.
Calm down.
BioShock is
who
my
was,
calm
down. Who was BioShock 2 made by?
You're both pretty.
Who was BioShock 2 made by?
I'm sure it was 2K.
I don't know. I heard that it was done by two different people.
It was okay. BioShock 2 was made by 2K Marin.
Was done by a different person, but
oh, maybe that's what it was. Maybe I got confused with it. Sorry.
Yeah. Who told you that?
Okay, BioShock was developed. It was Irrational Games. And no wait. Okay, she's kind of right because it was developed by Irrational Games. BioShock 1
yeah.
and BioShock 2 was developed by 2K Marin. But BioShock was published by 2K Games.
Yeah, I thought it was 2K.
Yeah, like it was a different. Yeah, but
so
then,
yeah, the development
yeah.
team is different.
Yeah, that's what I meant because a lot of people didn't like BioShock 2 because it wasn't the same. There was something. You're in an argumentative mood today.
Yeah, you like to argue. Well, that
there
is the
go.
Flaws of women.
Why are you in a movie?
I don't know why he's moody. It's
are you PMSing?
Yeah, it's the full moon.
It is.
That's why my dog peed on me. Not my dog.
Well, I'm going to have to counterblast two and draw two cards.
It's
and then
a
put
full
one in soul,
moon
so,
and
know.
A dog peed on me.
And that's a rationale.
Again, I
shout
mean
out to Tsukiyomi.
No,
why did a dog pee on you?
Colin.
Because
I'm going to... like, don't come to New York, Colin.
Shut up.
Colin, don't come to New York.
Shut up. Okay, so I am a dog trainer at Petco, and shout out to Petco, and the dog got a little excited, and I sat down to do an exercise with it, and I sat right next to you. That's why we were late starting today, because I didn't know she did.
Why?
Because I didn't.
How did you not hear that?
I wasn't paying attention to it.
How did you not notice it was a bit wet?
Then you were shirking off your duties as a Petco person.
So basically, you got the dog.
It wasn't
horny.
A lot. It was a little bit, and it's like it was almost clear. It was very healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the main part. As long as she's healthy.
She's healthy, so it's good. But no, like okay, so it. How do I explain it? We had to do a leadership exercise where I had to put her on her back so that she. It's a dominance thing. Long story. Anyway, so sometimes the dog, I was dominating her. And
shout out to S&M.
Is that go on in your relationship too?
Shut up,
Tony.
Anyway,
does she hurt you?
So
does she abuse you?
Yeah, she sat in my pee.
Toby, where does she stick the dildo?
Who's Toby?
No, I slap his boobs.
I said Tony. Where's my mouth?
We'll be ordering food, and he'll say something. Shut up, whack.
Has she been reading 50 Shades?
As long as you guys have a safe word.
No, just Cosmo.
Not to his knowledge. Yeah, Cosmo.
It's just Cosmo.
That was ridiculous.
Cosmopolitan?
50 tips to please your
man. Yeah, one of the tips was
to make him your bitch.
Yeah, you're right.
For a second, I thought he said first step was to bake.
Shout out to 9gag, but it was on 9gag.
9gag. Am I the only one who's getting tired of those things? Those, what is it? Like, those pick,
websites,
like, I was
all
looking
those
at,
websites?
Yeah, exactly. I hate those websites now. Like, they were funny before, but now it's like, all they are is just like the exact same meme over and over again. Like, I don't.
You know, I'm getting tired of the internet. Just, I'm done.
But what about 4chan?
What about 4chan?
Yeah, that can just.
I've actually never been on 4chan, so I don't know what that's all about.
If 4chan disappeared,
dude,
I wouldn't.
It brings me the good word.
Who cares?
Oh, Emily, do you want to hear a happy story about dogs?
Does it have to do with Scruffy?
Wow, that's the most unappealing
no.
thing in the world.
I was.
Do you want to hear a happy story about dogs? Is that what we've come to?
I thought this was a gaming podcast.
I'm so glad this pod. Yeah, really.
Well, we talked about BioShock.
Didn't we just talk about games a couple of minutes ago?
We talked about BioShock.
Yeah, now we're talking about Happy Dogs.
Clearly.
Listen, let me finish. So I was perusing on the internet.
This is going to be disappointing.
Perusing? Wow, we're extending our vocabulary today.
Shut up. While I was looking at the internet, I saw a post
about a happy dog
on Yahoo. It's like, listen, I saw a post on Yahoo, and it was this poor dog who had cancer on the shoulder.
What?
Yeah. Listen, let me finish and shut up.
What happened?
Okay,
that's what she said.
Emily said that to Tom.
Yo, what happened?
You know that dominating.
Apparently, a dog pissed on someone.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
So anyway, as I was saying, okay. So this poor dog has cancer of the shoulder. I think that's what they said.
This is a happy story?
No, but listen.
I don't
want to
hear the rest
of
the story.
Apparently, it's a happy story. Apparently, he got cancer and lost his...
Shut up! Let me finish. I'm about to get to the...
That wasn't the way all good happy stories start.
So, always a happy story must start with a sad beginning.
He had cancer, and...
Yes, the poor dog has cancer.
I like where this is going.
For its last meal.
Yeah, brilliant. Last... Yeah, this is the happiest story I've heard in my life. So for its last meal, it got a bone and then it died.
No, you didn't let me finish.
Well, finish it.
This poor dog.
Just hurry up, Michael.
Well,
then finish.
You guys keep fucking interrupting me.
It's Dango all over again.
They were interrupting me when I was talking about my Dango and Chain experience. You can push through this.
Yeah, okay, let me finish.
Unbearable.
So for its last meal, the owner gave him a big turkey leg wrapped in bacon, some fried rice. What else did he give him? I don't know what the rest is, but it sounds like a meal I should have. And I was like, aww.
But yet it's still dead. So what's the point?
That's not a happy story.
Mike, I don't really...
Because the dog got a last meal.
People who
the dog had cancer. There's nothing that's going to make that story happy.
So it's a happy story if someone gets executed.
So gave him table food.
So essentially what you're saying there is people that are about to get
dog
executed...
Dog has cancer, your happy story is invalid.
Shut up. The people that say... So you apparently people that are going on death row, people that are going to get executed, have a massive meal before they die. That's a happy ending. That's a very happy story.
Those guys are assholes.
It's the same, it's the same situation as a dog. You're saying he... No. You're saying he got a decent last meal. That means it's a happy story, even though he died the next day.
Dude, he got a bang in
it. It doesn't matter. People who in prison who are on execution still get like a decent meal before they die.
Well, that's because they're assholes.
See, so that means the dog with cancer in his shoulder is an asshole. So yeah, so it's the same situation for the dog.
If you only
I feel like
finish
no,
the rest.
How can you finish the rest?
No. Okay, no. You know what, Tom? Sure, Michael, sure. Tell us how the rest of this story, this happy story, ends then.
So he had his big meal. Then what happened? Did he get his cancer cured?
Well, listen. Okay. His roommate put this video
roommate,
on
it's a dog. It's a dog.
you jackass, the owner of
his
dog's
kennel,
roommate,
mate,
puts up this video. And he got like 1,000 comments or like 500,000.
What?
Likes.
Even though the dog still died,
okay, liking where it's happened.
Yeah, the dog's
didn't
dead.
So how is this happy?
Because the bloke got some subscribers. The bloke got new subscribers.
Michael,
that's how.
Michael, you want to know what's a happy story? A lost kid found his family. That's a happy story. You want to know what's not a happy story?
Just,
a dog dies of cancer.
Joshua, that's not a happy story. That's
that kid
just a
did
new
not
plot
get out
line
of my
for you.
Basement, just by the
can
way.
Can I? So, essentially, all you said to me, the reason this is a happy story is because the dog got a dinner, good dinner before it died, and the guy got some comments and likes on a YouTube
dog
video.
Dog eats better than me. That's not happy.
Michael, that's like saying that guy that died in Saving Private Ryan after he was given
a
bunch
of
morphine
was
a happy ending.
But Carlton,
but
to be
Josh,
fair,
listen,
the dog might eat more
I'll
better
just...
than you, but to be fair, you're still alive, so it's 1-0 to you. You're winning.
Oh, you guys are assholes.
This is sick.
Emily,
you guys
are bored with this.
Emily, Emily, so
Emily's
was that like the Emily,
this.
Emmy, 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 was that
Emily's
like the happiest
gone.
Story you ever heard? She's
Why?
Gone.
Cause.
Why do you think?
Seriously?
Yeah, she
the
said
story
she
made her go away.
She said she didn't want to hear the story, and you kept going with it.
Oh,
well, Michael,
oh.
Are you done with your? Are you done with your
yes,
not
I'm
happy
done
story?
With the fucking story. You guys are
okay.
Assholes.
Emmy can come back now, Tony.
Yeah, she's somewhere upstairs.
Yell!
God damn it! good work, Michael. I'm so glad, Michael, you talked about your cancer talk story so that one of our podcast members can just, like, up and leave.
You guys
no,
are assholes.
No.
Really? Because we're the ones talking about cancer dogs, of course.
Listen, you guys have not seen
yeah,
the point.
We are. Essentially, all you're telling me is
the dog
died.
What's the point
the
of the story?
Died, you got a decent meal, and then some
no,
bloke got some new subscribers.
The point of the story is that the... Listen, the point of the story is how much a human loves his animal, his best friend.
And...
And the dog,
and the dog
had cancer.
You
emphasize on the fucking cancer. That's what I'm not.
How can we?
About.
It's cancer.
I'm
like,
not
what emphasizing
on
we're just gonna like
part.
Totally forget about that one big part you started
but
off.
But
the
thing
story
is, though,
with?
I like the way that you say that this is how he looks after his friend. But he gave him a decent meal once. The rest of the time, he was eating out the can.
It's like what? Yeah.
Did,
like
he have
what? Did he
have
like
a massive
just
turkey leg
just
bacon
him in the balls? And he's like, he had cancer, so like, oh, here's a good meal.
Fuck oh, wait, he's got cancer. Let's make him a turkey leg wrapped in bacon. Other than that, he's on the pedigree.
All right, let's
no,
change the subject.
That's got me
like,
the fact that is... No.
Tom, if we keep this story any further, I think PETA's going to knock down our door.
They're not UK, are they? So I don't think I'm safe.
Yes.
Well, actually, I didn't say they weren't UK, Tom.
Can we just go on with the story already?
Sorry, that just annoyed me.
PETA is not...
Sorry, I'm sorry,
wait,
Michael,
what?
But that was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Did you say it's card games?
Get it, let's just go already.
Calm down.
You suck, you don't see the goodness of the story.
Leave it to you.
The goodness of cancer?
Yes, we are.
I saw
yes,
a similar story
with a cat. We're moving on.
Colton,
shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
Shut up.
Well, nobody cares about a cat anyway.
Wow.
Mike, shut your mouth.
But,
so, essentially, now you've just said that your point doesn't make any sense. If a person's got a best friend as a cat, it doesn't matter. Ridiculous.
Michael Perez, ladies and gentlemen, he went to college.
I didn't go to college. College
fucking
exactly.
Sorry.
You're so stupid. You make yourself sound dumb when I was trying to make you sound a little smarter.
Okay, screw this. Get out of it.
All right, but okay. I have a question for you, Tom.
Go on.
Curious. When you're older, my friend, do you plan on having kids?
I haven't planned on it. If it happens, it happens.
But do you want?
No.
I don't know. Probably yes, but. Question. What, you don't want my kids, or you don't want kids in general?
I don't.
Okay, fair enough.
Wow, Tom. I think you and Tony are gonna rumble in New York.
Listen,
I think
somebody's gonna pass the jeans down, and Joshua ain't doing any better.
Michael, shut up! You're nobody.
No, I'd probably say
Josh. Listen,
if I did, I'd say one would be all right. Too many, and I'll just get angry with them.
Fair enough. But here's the reason I ask: if you do have kids. Or a child. What are your plans on raising them in terms of what you're going to let them see and what you're not going to let them see at a certain age?
Did you just say, what are your choices on abusing
yes.
them?
No, what are you going to show them?
In what way? In what way?
In terms of, like, television, the stuff that you're into or
what
things
age?
Like that.
What
like,
age?
When they're a kid, what do you...
Well, you see,
like a kid.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
An
how,
infant,
give me an age. Give me an age.
Like you know,
give
7, 8.
Just don't have kids.
7,
just,
8,
just
7,
have,
8, 10 years old.
Playing on a loop in the baby room.
Nah, cool. Josh, what age? What age?
In
like
seven,
8 to 10.
8 to 10. I think at that point I'll be sitting down to watch Breaking Bad. No, I don't know. I think it's probably if I've seen it, I'll let them watch it and. Maybe try and let them watch a bit more. I don't know, actually. I mean, I think it's like,
I think
if you don't...
Kids are...
I don't know.
Go ahead, Tom.
It'd be...
No,
It's hard for me to say that what they can and can't.
One of you talk. What? Just one of you talk. Just one.
It's hard
please.
For me to say what I can stop them from watching, but what I'll show them, it won't be like that bad that will affect them.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, it will still be stuff that will be appropriate. I mean, it's like I wouldn't show an 8 to 10 year old The Inbetweeners or anything like that, which only Joshua would understand.
I'm glad your 10 year olds will be ready for Breaking Bad season 5, Tom.
No, I wouldn't show them Breaking Bad. Sorry. I won't share them then, so they're about like sure. 15, 16.
I think kids are too sheltered. My dad let me watch The Exorcist when I was 11 or 13, somewhere around there.
I watched The Shining when I was 10.
I came out okay.
I watched The Shining when I was 10 and I was fine.
Are you sure about that, Emily?
What?
I mean, you're sitting in dog's pee and you're dominating Tony. I don't know. Did you come out all
see,
right?
The thing. See, people say about that.
Hey,
like they've watched a horror film when they were young.
I got a question.
That doesn't make sense.
Wait. Well, I want kids when I'm older.
I knew that it's not real. Like it's not something.
See, people get like mentally like they say, "Oh, I watched it when I was young, and now I can't like go out at night, or I'm scared of the dark." There and all that,
no,
and it's like,
I've
but
had that
I've never had that problem. I mean, when I watched The Shining when I was 10,
exactly.
I was fine. I've never had a nightmare in my life.
Exactly.
It's
I have.
Tom, I'm glad that you could say that about your childhood because I can't say I cannot say that about my childhood. I'm not sure. Did I ever talk about the story of why I'm afraid of horror movies on the podcast?
I know this. I don't know if you've told me in the podcast or not. I think it might have been out.
No,
Tony,
you
do you know if I told it
on
the podcast?
But I don't remember why. There's something to do with Michael showing you some movie when you were really little.
The Bride of Chucky.
Yeah,
well, that was actually my cousins who showed it. But if I'm for the just as a quick version, if case I did not say talk about this on the podcast, I'll just quickly run through it. So yeah, like Tony said, my brother showed me Chucky's Bride when I was like, I think 6 or 7, and I'm sure you're all familiar
you're a dick,
with the one
Michael,
scene.
Jesus.
No, honestly, it wasn't a bad thing because you have no reason to say that, Tom, because you're the one talking about how, oh, I saw these kid things as I was a kid and they didn't affect
me.
I mean, it's six.
It's going to have an effect. But, I mean, I watched it when I was 10. That wasn't too bad.
I said I was like 7 or something. So
okay,
I was like,
I'll let you off, Michael.
I watched it. I was scared. I was legitimately scared. And I'm sure you all have. How many people you actually seen the movie?
It's shit. Yeah.
Okay, so there's. I'm sure you're familiar with the scene where the one guy, like, I think they're like in
the
an Undertaker car.
Yeah.
This one guy, like, it was like the friend of the main characters. He jumps out of the car and he ends up getting hit by an 18 wheeler or something.
Yes.
Are you familiar
I
with
remember.
This scene? Okay, so
laughing?
The next day.
Oh, yes, that didn't have any.
No, don't worry. You'll be ready to laugh. So the next day, we're going out to like the mall or something, and I sit on the side of one of the car doors, and mind you, we're in a really old car.
Is this the story that I know about that happened to you in
He's
a certain time?
Before, hasn't he?
Really?
I'm pretty sure
no.
I've told the I've told the tale before. Mike, I'm trying to breeze through this story fast. Save your questions till the end. Save your questions till the end, Mike.
Then finish.
Oh my.
Wait, but Josh.
Just let me finish. Save your questions till the end. All right. So we get in the car. I'm sitting in the side of the car and we're going and it's like a I think this car's from like the 60s or something. Really terrible locks because I'm sitting in the back, no seatbelt on. We're going probably like 40 miles an hour. We're like on the highway. We stop. The car stops because we're getting to a red light, and the car door next to me flips open, and I fall out of the car.
That was horrible.
The one thing going through my mind is that scene from Chucky's Bride where the guy gets hit by an 18-wheeler. So I'm just scared shitless to actually stand up and, like, think I'm going to get hit if I stand up. But I think, like, yeah.
I can imagine why that would...
So I'm traumatized to horror movies. I cannot watch most of them unless they're, like, a really bad one that isn't scary whatsoever, like Skeleton Key.
You're a bitch. That's all.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, okay, let's...
I've watched
all the horror movies in the world, and I'm not scared
No, you have not. No, you have not. Michael, you don't even know what horror is.
I love horror films.
I've watched horrible.
I've
watched.
Oh, got him.
Josh, I've watched my fair share of horror movies.
I love horror films.
Why are you guys assholes? Like, don't get me wrong. I'll make fun of Michael when I want to make fun of Michael. But why are you guys so anal about that pronunciation bullcrap?
Yeah, seriously.
You mean the horror?
Oh my god, you guys are dicks.
No, it's not even me.
You're not even making fun of me.
Wait, what? If you watch Whose Line Is It Anyway,
I don't know that.
It's an improv show. But one of the skits, they have to talk about horror, and the host
keeps like saying it way too quick, so it sounds like
he's
saying horror.
Oh!
So he enunciates.
Oh. Okay, I have seen this skit before, but it was redone in a series you may be familiar with, Sanity Not Included. Familiar with that show?
No. We only watch good shows.
Well,
he's talking about.
Well, it's not. It's machinima. It's whatever. But they reenacted this skit that you're talking about. I know what you're talking about because they were also talking about horror and horror.
So, silence.
But okay, go on.
That's why
is everyone quiet?
I thought we're waiting for you to finish.
Yeah, really. Wait, me to finish? I finished the story. I fell out of a car. I'm traumatized. End of story.
Horror.
Yeah, but you see, that's understandable why you're scared.
Is this what we've come to?
Or if that? I mean, that's a genuine. That's a proper thing. That's understandable why you'd be so scared of horror films.
I just don't get it, though.
How do you not get that?
Michael, because you weren't thrown out of a car at 6 years old after watching a movie where you see a guy die by jumping out of a car.
Yeah, that's... I don't know how you don't understand it. That's quite bad.
Well, Michael's retarded, but...
Whoa!
Dropping
the R word? Don't be disrespectful, yo.
Shit got real.
Even your girlfriend is disappointed in you.
No.
She's gonna have to whip you into shape tonight.
Oh my God.
Anyway. Exercise.
Girlfriend, you mean dominatrix, right?
I don't have enough.
I know, right?
Whips and chains, you know.
So where's the old ball and chain, man?
Everyone has a girlfriend.
Wait. No. All of us are single except for Tony.
Tony, remember the secret word is Rottweiler.
I thought the secret word was bananas.
like a banana fan? Or...
Michael.
Bananas what? And pajamas.
What?
Banana fan.
Banana phones?
No, it's called Bitch banana Likes phones. Bananas.
Shut up, Michael.
Banana.
You're just jealous because I'm cooler than you.
That changed your mind. I watched The Muppets last
Michael.
Night.
Michael, I don't know how many times I have to tell you you're not cooler than cooler.
You're an asshole, Josh.
I'm cooler than all of you.
Because you sit in dog pee?
But you're not cooler than cooler.
I am cool enough to sit in dog pee.
You're cool enough to accidentally sit in dog pee, which isn't that cool
respect. If you guys would listen to me, I'll tell you what kind of really happened. Okay, so I didn't
sit. He pissed on you straight away.
The exercise, you have to lay them on their back, and most dogs, especially puppies, don't like that. And this one really didn't like it, and she peed on me. So that's what happened.
So you lost a fight with a dog.
So basically, you're the white girl, and he's R. Kelly.
Yeah.
He got acquitted.
Michael, you know all about that.
No proof that it happened.
Oh, you want me? You want to tell? Actually, Michael can relate to you, Emmy. You want to? You want me to tell you why? Would you like to hear a funny story? And I promise you this one will actually be funny and not
dog
horribly
cancer.
Disturbing like Michael's.
That's not funny. Like, you guys,
that's not funny, Colin. Colin.
Like, that's not
I don't
funny.
Think sure. it's... never mind. I'm not even going to get too into it.
Don't.
Yeah, please
don't.
You just fail.
Okay,
you guys
so...
are dicks. You took something good into
no,
bad.
You took something
good.
Good and... You took something bad and told
up,
us it
Michael,
was good.
Just stop.
Oh,
go on, Josh.
Just keep going.
Who peed on Michael?
Okay, so here, Oh, you're going to love this one. Michael and me went to Ecuador to visit family one time, and we went to this it's a country in South America.
Did a goat pee on him?
No.
Or idiots.
Wait, what?
I don't know why a goat popped into my head then. Did a goat pee on him?
Wow. No, worse. So we went to this very jungle-ish town called
Monkey Pee.
No, just wait, and I'll let you know. Okay. Christ,
why'd you call him Josh?
Joss.
So, we got there around night. So we were like, well, me and Michael weren't tired. I don't know why, but we ended up going to like catch some animals and for shits and giggles.
Go catch some wild animals.
Always a good idea. Not in this situation, though. Michael ended up catching a bullfrog in a bag, which was cool. Like, honestly, it was really cool to see it. And he takes it up, lifts and like holds it up above his head, like freaking Simba in The Lion King. Exactly. And I don't even know if frogs have a penis or not, but this thing just shot straight into his mouth, pissing on him. And
Joshua,
freaking let it go like an idiot.
Now you're making shit up, Joshua. Josh.
No, that was not made up. That was the truth.
That's a lie. You're taking that was out of
context. Okay, our cousin was right next to us while it happened, and she was screaming.
I'm going to throw up.
Joshua, a frog pissed in your hand. It pissed in my hand. It did not spit.
It pissed
in
your mouth. You were holding
it
in front.
Why are you lying? Good. Josh, I remember this, okay? I'm not an idiot.
We did Caitlin.
Well, coming from the guy admitting he didn't go to college, but, you know, that's okay.
You just like to make up shit now.
Are you okay?
Now you're just making up stuff.
I'm okay. I'm chill.
You,
I'm cooler than cooler.
No, not
almost
you,
threw
Colton.
Up a little bit.
Ah, he's all right.
That's wrong. But don't like frog, like bullfrogs and stuff like that shoot out like poison, or is that a different type of frog?
No, that's tree frogs.
Of course it is. Sorry.
No, I'm not. Well, I know. No, what is it like? It's like those ones with like the dark spots on them.
Yeah, aren't they like really
those
like bright
frogs,
colors?
Not, like, the
so you can
ones.
Tell.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're bright colors and they have like black spots on them, so you know, don't touch them or else you'll die or something like that.
They're laxative?
No, poisonous.
They make you shit?
No.
No, poisonous.
You need a hearing aid.
You're too fucking right.
Well,
yes,
you know.
Do.
Okay, now
it's poisonous. It's sounding
with
like
with all that heavy rock music.
Ew.
You look like an old librarian. What
is
your
I can't. Happen? No, that gives me a headache.
I'm so glad Tony and Emmy are always having their fun little conversations outside the podcast during
she
the podcast.
She needs those to. She needs though to hear. She needs though to hear better.
I know. I don't know what you said, but I know.
Well, I said.
I don't even know what you said, and I don't know. Oh.
I need glasses to hear better?
Yeah.
Oh, don't. I get it, but don't worry. It'll take too long to explain. It can be
that's
forever.
Good.
Is Colin making a smart
he's
joke?
He's trying to. It's not really.
Is he doing it good, though?
No, not really. No offense, Colin. Sorry, you weren't really doing it very good. Someone's got to.
Well, because
well,
Tom's
actually,
a smart
I have
lad.
A question, though, to Tom.
Go for it.
Tom,
well,
why does Hulu have almost every British show on
Can I ask you a question? Why are you asking me something
British?
About Hulu? I don't have it over here. Yeah? No? No? Yes?
British?
No? Michael, have you got an answer?
He's got a... Yeah,
I'm
well,
just saying.
I mean, maybe because we don't have their television shows over here, Michael.
But nobody gives a shit about... what's it called?
No, whoa,
Michael.
I definitely don't give a shit about it.
Tom and I were having a conversation about this earlier this week. And I have to say, I'm sorry, but British shows are way better.
Thank you.
No, they're
they
not.
Are.
No.
But before,
yeah.
The only
before I comment
the
on
office.
That.
Like, I haven't seen Fawlty Towers yet, though. I will watch it.
Listen,
Emily,
the only exception
on.
To it is The Office. That's it, okay?
Will you watch it if I tell you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is.
But, the British Office is a lot better than the American one.
Yeah.
Not
oh, so there's a. Oh, so. A, oh. Okay.
Isn't the guy from Wilfred the guy who plays in it? Or no?
Yes.
Yes?
The what?
Yes.
No, he... Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. He's from Australia. I lost my mind. Have a good day.
Nah, the,
Racism.
Josh.
Michael. Like a...
Just Josh.
Did you say Josh?
Yeah, you said it.
No, Mike said it.
I'm sorry, Josh.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Josh.
Well, first off, Emmy, thank you for saying I have a mental disability. So
you do
kudos
have a
to
mental
you.
Disability.
Well, I didn't want everyone to know, but that's messed up.
I'm sorry.
Well, nobody gives a shit.
Why are you?
Michael, you are very mean today. You were just
are,
on
hold
a
on,
roll.
Hold on, hold
because
hold on.
I'm
Shut
sick,
up,
and when I'm sick, I'm mean.
Michael, you've been sick for the past 3 weeks. Now, hold on.
No, yes. He hasn't. He's been sick for like the last like,
no,
half a year.
Everyone, shut up. Everyone, shut up. You have
okay.
all been kind of mean today. Like, I'm not even going to joke. Like, everyone's been, like, y'all have been arguing since we started this podcast. Now, I want a clean podcast for the rest
but
of the
But that's what
time,
we do every time.
I'm going to come over there and... I'm
shut up, Emily. Nobody cares.
Actually, I need to say one thing. Ever,
wow,
you
Michael.
Say that Michael's been ill for the last 3 weeks. Ever since I've known him, he's been ill. He's moaned every time I've ever spoken to him that he's been ill. You can't deny that, because it's true.
Go shove a rock up your ass, you blugger.
Fuck you.
Does Michael even speak English just now?
I don't know.
No, I'm speaking British.
I mean, that's the flu talking.
He's got a high fever.
Oh my gosh.
What are you guys doing over there?
Well, you know, there is a reason that Tony's Skype picture is him sticking his finger in his mouth. So,
he says that's
know.
His finger.
Are you tickling his bunghole again?
It was funny.
Emily's tickling his bunghole again.
So much for a clean podcast.
I'm sorry, you're a stupid person.
I'm sorry, but how have we been mean this episode?
You guys
yeah,
wait,
seriously.
What?
All been arguing and, I don't know, we just all seem very upset today.
You make it seem like this is the
first
time.
Well, I was actually
having
a good day.
Something's got your panties in a bunch. I don't know.
It's Emily. She brings the worst to us.
Michael, you bring the worst in everyone you meet.
Well, fine, Michael.
Michael, you
are. If that's how you feel, then I'll be quiet for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk. Sign up.
Colin, how is your Let's Play going?
Yeah,
it's going pretty good.
Can I just say something completely unrelated for a second?
Sure.
Go for it.
Whoever decided to put a BMX bike in Trials of Evolution is a complete jackass. That's all I gotta say. Go ahead.
Why?
No, they're not really, but Colton, carry on. How's it? What are you on now?
Yeah.
Part 3. I put that out yesterday.
You suck, bro.
Which
you,
would be?
You suck, Colton.
Last week. Why?
Because you don't put the volume high enough.
Is it not
yes,
high enough?
Yes, it's not high enough.
Michael, what volume are you listening to it?
Did you guys...
Are your headphones plugged in, Michael?
Yeah, why?
Michael, are you sure it's not muted?
No, they're not muted. Why?
Michael, are you sure... Michael, are you sure you're at least decently close to your... You know, your Mac? Are
what
you
about
sure?
My Mac?
Are you sure you're decently close enough to hear stuff coming from your Mac's audio?
Yes.
Could it just be that you have a Mac? Oh.
But listen, I don't use what's it called? I don't use my headphones. I use the Mac speakers.
It might just be the speakers.
Yeah, because clearly Michael doesn't have enough headphones to freaking listen to him.
Well, I'm not the one who's fucking breaking each and every one he touches.
I'm not the one who just spent $150 on headphones. So shut your mouth.
Why did you spend $150?
This is for
headphones?
Recording purposes.
I spent $130
on
my
bought
headphones.
The freaking
headphones
Chimera
are for...
headphones.
That's
he bought them Chimera headphones.
Wait, I need to convert my thing
why?
To just so
that's
you know how
said.
Much I've spent on mine. I spent £130 on mine. I don't know what that is
what
in.
That
I don't know
would...
what that is in dollars. I'm just gonna have a look. I spent $205.
That's probably
$205 on my headphones. No, it's
$205.
Okay, so Tom.
I think Tom spent more on his headphones than I did.
Tom, why would you spend that much?
Yeah. Because I wanted them.
Why? What's the difference?
Well, I use them every day.
I don't know.
I use them every day, and I wanted ones that were actually going to last and ones that were actually decent.
Okay, now, are they, like, kind of like Turtle Beach-looking ones, or are they, like, earbuds?
No, they're Beats.
They don't make earbuds for $200.
You never know.
Yeah, really.
No, I got overhead Beats.
Okay.
They're decent. They're really good. I'm using them right now.
I can't say anything. I spent $20 on a pair of earbuds.
That's normal.
They've been worth it.
Yeah.
Usually
they're worth
it. For like $10. They last me a lot longer than these ones. They're Skull Candies.
What?
I hate Skull Candy.
The in-ear ones I'm using are the,
Because they suck balls. I had Skull Candies for, like,
no,
one
Michael,
day,
Michael,
and I said,
Michael,
no, no, no.
Michael, don't confuse what? Skull Candy with yourself.
Oh!
Nah, the in-ear ones I'm using are my ones.
I'm
saying
I hate those fucking Skull Candies. Listen, I had those things for one day. It's like, nah, nah, bro, nah. It's not cool.
I'm not a bro. Don't call me bro.
I just hate them. I prefer Sony headphones instead.
Really?
I have Sony earbuds.
I don't know. I don't.
What's
like
wait,
them.
Emmy? What's wrong? Emmy, what's wrong with Sony headphones?
I just prefer whatever's cheapest.
I don't know. Every time I get Sony ones, they like the one earbud blows out like 2 months later. And Skull Candies, I had them for about half a year now. They've lasted me a lot longer.
Okay.
I stick to my Apple ones. I've got the EarPod ones.
You got the what ones?
Yeah, you know, the newer version they've got.
Oh, you mean the ones that came with the iPhone 5?
Yeah, those ones.
Yeah,
cool.
I know what you're talking about now.
Apparently you know all about that, too.
I do.
So I'm getting caught up. I'm talking in two different fucking things.
You guys are having
Carl, going back to your thingy, I have, I'm going to be honest, I've only ever watched 2 minutes of your first one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He says
thank
he,
you for that,
basically
though.
He's saying it sucks balls.
He didn't say that.
I like it.
I didn't say that.
I watched it. It was awesome.
It was awful and it made me vomit.
Oh, speaking of STF podcast videos.
Speaking of vomit.
Fuck you, Colton.
How could you let a dog like that drink his own piss?
Tom, Michael, calm down. But has that any? I'm assuming that if not all of us, most of us have watched the Emmy Tony Let's Play for Griffball.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Okay, there. I recently watched it, and for once again for shits and giggles, and there's only one comment on it, and this comment I'm not sure if. It was like a reference to the video or whatever.
Yeah, it was. It
there
was
a
was.
Really weird comment.
It was related to the video.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I saw it before I started the video, and I was like, "Wait, what?"
No.
Wait, what? What was the comment?
And then Tony repeated it, but he was trying to sound like me, but in prison, I think. It's the comment. I can't remember what the comment was.
So Tony
the comment
got
was,
in prison.
"I'm gonna fuck you and your tits."
Yeah,
I said it to
really?
Tony, and then Tony repeated it, but he sounded like all gruff. So that he's, and then someone puts Emmy in prison or something like that.
To be fair, I had a comment from the same guy on one of mine, and I didn't understand what he meant.
Yeah, I don't.
Was
yeah,
it the
I
crash
was,
course
I was,
one?
Yeah. I was more confused by it than anything. I know what he was talking about, but at the same time, I was like. You're weird.
I thought that guy was saying how like you were just like, you know, running out there and you weren't really like planning out how to like make the jumps and whatnot.
Are you fucking kidding? That game is fucking hard.
What?
It legitimately just looked like you were just running out there.
No,
because
you've got to
like,
try and beat you've got to try and beat the time.
Tony's got a quick trigger finger than I do, so every time
but,
I would go
no,
to hit
they're
it.
Talking about Tom's game.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
No, you could. No, I'm looking at it now. Most of all of these are literally me trying to do this. You've got to try and do it in a fast time. I'm trying to beat my friend's times on this.
Video.
Sorry, that bloke annoys me now.
What video is it?
Fucking twat.
What video is it?
I can't play Crash Course.
But I prefer the newer one. The newer one's better. The new one I actually like. The newest one I don't mind.
I don't know why you would buy a game like that. It just looks dumb. Oh well, there's that.
The one that came out Thursday is actually a video. This is the first time I'm ever going to say this. It's a video I've made that I actually thought was all right.
Really?
Yeah. Limbo?
Well, I mean, Limbo's a great game.
I don't see the point to it.
There's no point.
Okay. Then
to what?
I guess I'm good.
To Limbo.
Tom, you need to make porn. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Limbo. Michael. Point to it. Do you want to know what the point of Limbo is?
Yes.
What?
My girlfriend has been kidnapped. I better go save her with jumping.
For a second there, I kind of forgot we were talking about this, and I was like, you have a girlfriend now? And I was all amazed by that.
I wish.
And I was like, he's talking about Limbo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm living the life of a vagabond.
I'm amazed that you've got a girlfriend. That's horrible.
Shout out to podcast
one. It wasn't that. It was just more like... I didn't hear it right, and I wasn't really paying attention.
That's a really nice second story window I'm looking at right now. It would be a shame if it got opened.
Second
or
story?
Something.
What?
I'm thinking of committing suicide.
Yeah, I don't do that. It's too much effort.
We're terrible people. You're talking about what? And we're the terrible people.
Wait, what was I talking about that made me a terrible person?
You just said committing suicide.
About suicide.
You're all terrible
purples.
Well...
Exactly, you're terrible.
Tony joked about
you
being
take
retarded.
That back, Tony. Take it back right
Tony
now.
Tony called me retarded, and then you said, I'm amazed you have a girlfriend.
You are.
So who's the real monster?
I wasn't amazed that you had a girlfriend. I just thought that you had said earlier that everyone's single except Tony. And then you're like, I have a girlfriend. And I kind of forgot we were talking about Limbo. And I was like, but wait.
I don't even know anymore.
I can't help it that I'm special. I'm sorry.
We're all special little snowflakes.
We really are.
No, we're not.
I haven't got a
except for Michael.
Know what is going on anymore?
What? Screw you, hippie.
Michael, this is the one time I'm not calling you special. You should feel proud.
Speaking of Griff Ball, part two should be up soon.
When we were talking, that was like 15 minutes.
Yeah, ago. Really.
Part two should be up soon. And
there's a part
and,
two.
And
there's a
Griff
second.
Ball is going to be in matchmaking this week.
And
Michael, oh yeah, that's true stories.
Michael is in our new Let's Play. Yes.
Michael's wow! Thanks for ruining the surprise.
Sorry,
how
was
it a surprise?
Will it be? Will that be up before this goes up?
Probably not.
When this will be up.
I mean, yeah. Next week.
Next week.
So yeah.
Which is technically this
same
week when this thing
already.
Comes out.
Next weekend. Same.
Yeah, you say that. You say.
Where's
that,
episode 21, Colton? Where's episode 21?
It's within. It's up.
No, you didn't.
I put it up this morning.
Well, I wasn't looking this morning.
It either goes up Saturday, Sunday. Or
actually, I was looking this morning. What the hell, man?
You should stop doing that, Colton. The people expected here early.
You got to stick. You've got
to
stick to a
deadline.
Podcast
expected
it
there.
They'll be fine.
You've got to set a day.
Our listeners are probably not going to be that disappointed.
They'll just have something.
Colton, don't make me go J. Jonah Jameson on you.
All right, so do we have anything else to talk about, or should we start wrapping up?
You know, Michael, some people were trying to talk while you were asking that question, so that kind of answered your own question right there.
I don't know. I wasn't listening. I don't pay attention to what you guys say most of the time.
Jeez, Jack.
He just tries to wrap us up.
At least I'm not the only one.
Listen,
wait,
don't make me get out the wrap it up box.
I'm sorry. Can I just ask a question now?
The wrap it up box?
I need to ask something. I need to
go
ask
ahead.
You didn't watch Dave Chappelle. That's why, Josh.
That's my childhood.
Doesn't matter.
Right. Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead, Tom. What was your question?
It doesn't matter. I've given up. Everyone just keep arguing. Carry on. It's fine.
Tom, speak your question or I swear, I will come down there and beat you.
Oh, she's going to give you a quick, swift kick in the balls.
All I was going to ask is...
A swift kick
it's just...
Could,
now that you've tried...
Oh!
Don't worry.
Wait,
don't
what's
worry.
Up?
I want to hear it now.
You guys keep interrupting him, for Christ's sake! Just all... Everyone shut up and let him say it!
Well, he's taking forever to say
it! Well, let him take forever!
You too, shut up. Tom, speak.
Okay. No, all I was going to ask is because he's just trying to wrap it up. Michael, why do you always try to wrap it up so early? Just out of interest. You do it every week. I just want to know why. I mean, there was one time when you did it when we were still in the middle of a conversation.
I didn't listen. I don't know why, but sometimes you guys go in and out.
Okay, that's fine.
That's what she said.
I just wanted to know.
Michael just wanted to know how that felt because he didn't know.
Okay. Shut up. So, I don't know why, but Tom tends to do that a lot.
We'll go in and out.
Because you're on a Mac.
No.
Well, you know, Tom's a British guy, so, you know, he gets that kind of experience every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you just tell everyone?
Wow.
It's his accent.
It's really not.
It's his size.
Yeah. I'll just so you know, Emily, having this accent doesn't work where I am.
That's true.
Everybody has that accent.
It's because he looks like Frankie Muniz.
Dude, you need to come to, what's it called? You need to come to America with that accent.
Yeah, what's it called? What's the country I live in?
I live in
Where
New York.
Was I born again? Who am I?
America.
Oh, God,
I've been totaled recalled again.
Totaled recalled.
Again.
Wow.
Don't be mean. God, you're evil.
Mike is...
Don't worry, America will be getting the
I don't mean to be. I don't want to be mean on that one, but honestly, I can't help but be mean right now. Michael, just why do you make it so we need to comment on your grammar every single podcast?
Butchered the crap out of that.
Well, at least he knows what chromosomes make what kind of baby.
Wait, what?
Human
What chromosomes make what kind of baby?
Were you here? Yeah.
Thank you,
the human
doctor.
Chromosomes.
I was here for that one, but that just didn't make any sense what you just said.
Wow. Thank you, doctor, for your wise words.
Well, you know, she travels through time.
I do?
Travels through time.
Doctor Who for the win.
Oh.
Yeah, see, Tom got it. Tom got it.
Who?
Doctor Who.
Who the hell is Doctor Who?
What?
What the fuck is wrong with you people? I know Colton's joking.
I don't think Colton and Michael know about Doctor Who.
I'm just joshing.
Oh, so Colton does know about
Doctor Colton's taking the piss, I could tell.
Colton takes the piss every single night. He is from the South, after all.
Why are you making
that? Whoa.
Taking the piss. I'm not.
Shut up.
Oh yeah, Emily took the piss today too. I forgot.
So you guys are gonna kill each other later tonight.
I can't help it that the dog peed on me. Like that just—it happens. It happens in my line of work a lot.
You know, I have to.
Could have moved.
It happens a lot.
I have to wonder, like, with all the shit that we're going through right now on this one podcast, I have to wonder how we're going to coexist for like a week in New York.
It is going to be awesome.
It's going to be an experience.
So, I love you guys very much.
But we hate you all. We're not going to New York.
Tom knows this because I told him, but we won't be going to New York.
Because we're broke.
What?
We are broke.
Oh, you bitches. You guys need to... All right, Emily, you're going to have to whore out Tony.
We already tried that. It didn't work.
We've been whoring out Tony.
Why do you think they're poor?
Why do you think I slap him in the tits? I mean,
it's true, softened me up.
Gotta keep him perky.
Tenderize the meat.
Wow. All right.
Well, that's a depressing end. I'm not ending on that. That's depressing.
No! Stop trying to wrap it up!
I wasn't gonna say I was gonna wrap it up. I was just.
Well, you were. No, Michael. We've heard you enough times the podcast to know what point you're gonna say. Well, we know what's coming up next.
Josh, I was gonna make a witty comeback.
No, you weren't.
Michael, you don't make witty comebacks.
I heard my arm playing Wii yesterday.
Shut up, fucking cow.
No. How did you hurt your arm playing Wii?
I was too close to my chair.
He was doing too much Wii Fit.
He did it.
No, I was playing tennis.
God.
Colin, are you sure that the Wii remote was even in your hand at that time?
I have no idea.
Or slapping dicks.
Or touching tips.
You can't. No, we can't talk about that. He's a baby. He's a baby. We can't talk about that.
Excuse me for a second.
If Colin's a baby, then I should still be watching Teletubbies.
Teletubbies was the shit.
Teletubbies was the shit.
What's wrong with you?
Even though it was one hell of an acid trip.
Teletubbies was the shit.
What's wrong with you people?
That's my Tinky Winky.
No, that show was...
Teletubbies was an acid trip on an acid trip.
It was pure horror. Horror.
It was horror.
The sun was a baby face.
I wonder if the sun was a baby's face.
I wonder how that baby looks like grown up now.
Clearly no one here has watched Soul Eater.
No.
Nope. Isn't that the anime?
Yeah, where in the show, the sun always has a creepy-ass face, and even the moon has a creepier-ass face.
That does sound like Teletubbies.
It's on my InstaQ. Is it any good?
Wait, what?
It's on the InstaQ for us. Is it any good?
It's one of the best animes out right now.
Is it? Okay.
It's a recommendation. I'd probably watch... depends. Is this the first anime you're going to be watching in a while or not?
No, we just got done watching Angel Beats.
We just got done watching Angel Beats.
And so we wanted to...
Okay, so you're good then. Because I was about to say, if this was the... I know they talked about it on the RT podcast recently, which I actually found kind of cool. I just listened to it yesterday. I was like, oh shit, they talked about Soul Eater and Evangelion and shit. Even Gurren Lagann and Sword Art Online.
Okay, now
that was some hype stuff.
Too much for me because I only know one of those names. Anyway, go ahead.
But I was pretty hyped for that one. I'm not gonna lie.
Fuck's sake, Colton. Jesus Christ.
What they said is oh my god, Colton, you fuck. But freaking the sun baby from Teletubbies.
What?
But Colton has the freaking sun baby from Teletubbies as a sky picture. But what I was saying was, like, they were telling the truth. Like, if you were going to start watching anime, Soul Eater was not the one you want to start with. But since you've already been watching, apparently, Angel Beats, then yeah, you're good for Soul Eater.
We've watched Angel Beats.
I've seen all Full Metal Alchemist.
Can I just say something? Every time you lot say Angel Beats, it sounds like anal beats.
Oh my god. Tom, what have you been up to these
Nothing.
Last
months?
Are those by Dre?
Yeah.
But why is that the first thing that comes to your mind?
Like it, that's all.
But why do you care?
I don't care. I just thought I'd point out that that's what it sounds like.
To be honest, I thought we were talking about the vegetable.
Yeah, the vegetable.
What?
There's a beet called vegetable.
Oh, beets. Okay, I thought I was... Well, you said anal...
He was saying... But he was saying... Yeah, he was saying anal beads.
Yeah,
not anal beads.
Why is that a vegetable? That's not a vegetable. You shouldn't be eating those.
You should not be eating the anal beads, Tom.
They don't digest well.
No, I think the problem is
because
they
are
too well.
Oh, Tony, are we speaking from experience here?
Yeah. I mean, what? I mean,
oh. That's pretty dirty stuff right there, yo.
The safe word is Teletubbies.
You missed the whole ball.
No, the safe word is sun baby.
Sun baby.
Wow.
Definitely.
Totally.
That's going to be the safe word for New York Comic Con 2013.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sun baby.
Shut up. I finished the Doctor Who scarf.
Oh, God.
Well, if you applied yourself more, maybe you would have a chance to go to New York Comic Con.
What?
Michael,
what?
Go fuck yourself.
I'm sorry we're not going. There's part two to that story, too. We'll be on the East
Coast. Well, part two you can tell us later.
We're going to Florida.
We're going to Florida.
Oh, what? I see how it is. I see how it is. We're not cool enough for Florida, apparently.
No.
We're not cool enough.
No. You guys
we're not cool. Tommy's Tom's not cool. Colton's not cool. I know Michael's not cool, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Michael's not cool.
I'm cool.
I'm not cool enough for Florida.
No.
Sorry.
Florida's kind of free for us.
Yeah,
so.
My mom lives in Florida, and I only get to see her once a year, so.
Fair enough.
Wow, yeah. So much you feel like a dick.
Sorry we're not your cool new friends.
Well, if you would be my mom, then I'd go see you, but you're not
my mom.
Why
don't you guys come down to Florida?
Oh, hold on. Shout out to my mom. She's awesome.
She's coming out.
She listens.
Well, because me and Mike are going to, like, RTX, yo. Maybe this isn't the episode you want to introduce your mom to, considering how it started off.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Cool.
This video is my response to your statement.
Just tell her that we're kind of Ain't nobody got time for
that. Ain't nobody got time for that. My mom is ridiculous.
That was something.
You guys would like her. What is it? Let me see it.
Colton, you're an idiot.
Shut up, everyone. Colton, shut up. Just shut up.
Hit his thing.
Shut up. I didn't mean it like that.
What the fuck, man?
Have you ever
seen? Well,
that part is, I know exactly what show that is. What episode that is.
Adventure Time.
Hell yeah.
Fuck Adventure Time.
No.
Whoa.
It's a good show.
Calm down. I mean, I'm not a fan of Adventure Time, but I understand it's like a decent show.
It's one big acid trip.
That's why it's so good.
So is Teletubbies. What's your point?
Dude, do you not see my picture? Do you not see my Skype picture?
I think that was a no until now.
It's better,
I just saw it
now. It's better.
Oh, it's better now.
Stupid as shit.
Wow.
Seriously. First it was the molest face, and now it's this.
Well, I mean YOLO, right?
YOLO.
YOLO.
Yeah, I mean YOLO.
YOLO.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- stroke there.
I could tell.
So anyone here have AOL Messenger?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, the fuck is that?
I just got one of their CDs Michael. In the mail.
Sweet.
Oh my god. Shout out to AOL giving you CDs in the mail.
Not like...
No, that's how they would load their program.
That's how,
I remember there was a time when you could only get internet, a browser, by getting freaking one of those discs in the mail or something.
No, I just download it.
I don't remember a time when you did. It didn't come with it, with computers or whatnot back then.
No. Man, computers are for nerds.
Colton, where do you think you are right now?
Nerds are for nerds.
Hey.
Well, one can only hope, Michael.
Well, it's true in our case. Loving look.
You guys suck. You should have.
You make everyone else in this group feel really bad about themselves. Congratulations. Yeah,
you know what, Emily? Emily,
yeah,
you know what?
That's true, we do, don't we?
Emily, you know what? Want to know something?
That's a creepy face. What?
Dog cancer.
Wow, dude. Wow,
that was him. That was him.
That was him. That was him.
Okay, maybe went a little too.
You
far.
Need to apologize. You need to apologize. That was
seriously.
Fucked up. Why did you do that?
Not cool, bro. Not cool.
He's gone quiet.
A very X-rated.
So should I just edit out all traces of dog cancer?
Nah, that was like our best bit.
Sadly, it kind of was. Just don't do it again, Colton.
It's a good story, though.
Wow, you're a dick, Colton. Okay, should we just wrap up here? Because, you know, it's getting...
Getting what?
I wonder if the day will ever come when someone besides Mike was going to tell us that.
See, I don't want to stop now just because you said it. In the horrible way.
Wait, what?
I don't want to stop now just because he said that we have to wrap up.
Yeah, I don't want to stop either. I don't want to stop. Shout out to Ozzy Osbourne.
But I don't know what else has been going on.
But, why was I the only one who actually had something to talk about throughout this entire podcast?
I had something to talk about.
No, because I was so fucking cold in.
You're going to make Emily not want to come back again.
Why?
Yeah, really.
No, I was talking about I hurt my arm playing Wii.
But I was like referring to like actually like news, like the Pokemon XY thing.
News.
Hey, that was some killer news.
Oh, something else to talk about. I suck at Mega Man.
Well, that's not a talk about.
What
that's
made you think that?
Real facts.
Well, I'm stating the facts. So.
Hey.
Wow.
Colton, no. Colton, why would you say you suck at Mega Man?
Because I do. I'm terrible at it.
What Mega Man did you play?
9 and 10. I've been playing.
9 and 10?
Yeah.
Like Mega Man X, are you talking about?
No, Mega Man 9 and 10. Well, is it the same thing? I thought they were... Hold on.
I'll find out.
Mega Man X is different than Mega Man 10.
Is it now?
I'm pretty sure.
Son of a gun, you're right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got stumped for once on video games. But,
So, yeah, I'm terrible at it.
Well, I mean, Mega Man's a hard game, dude. It's not that you're terrible. You just you need to practice with it. It's not a game that you beat out in one sitting. You probably have to, like, practice with it. It's like, I'm a retro gamer, but I'll be honest, I probably have more games than I have ever not finished. And that was a terrible sentence. Ugh. But, yeah, like, I've only beaten probably, like, two or three of the games that I have for, like, my older systems. Like, the one game I've been trying to beat recently is fucking Power Rangers the Movie for SNES. That game's kind of a bitch when you get to, like, the...
You're kind of a bitch.
Shut up, Michael. You couldn't even get past the second stage.
Shut up.
Up yours. But yeah, that game is actually a pretty easy game for the most part, but it gets kind of ridiculous around, I think, like, the fourth or fifth stage. But, just practice them moves, Colton. Yeah.
Oh, I really should say, 2 weeks ago, we did say about we were going to do a test stream on Halo 4, but it didn't really work out that well. So, if anyone went to look for sorry, it wasn't there. We have been working on it. We will try again, probably in the week. So, if there's anything, if you check up on the past broadcast, there might be a video up there. Maybe.
Hopefully,
by the time
I
this
mean...
comes out.
Yeah, so I said to check back.
Yeah. Well, I saw that you did, like, a Trials Evolution.
Yeah, no, that was just me testing the new stuff, because the new update came in, so I thought I'd test that out, and then I tried it out, and it seemed to work perfectly fine, so... But we'll
all right.
Go over the old... Over it in the week. Yeah, pretty much. Also, what else has been going on? That's not really something I should say out loud now. I'll leave it for a bit. Sorry, guys.
if you say so,
teaser.
Tom?
It's not really a teaser.
I think Tom's...
Yes, it is.
Teasing to a future can't play episode.
It's not. It's not.
This
worry.
Week in Can't Play Games.
Tom plays the game
it's
of life.
It's sort of bad because I'm sort of out of stuff at the moment.
Play Sims 3.
I've got Sims 3.
It's really easy.
I can't play Butt Sex.
Look at
play Slender. Oh wait, I'd say play Slender, but you already did that.
Done.
He can play Slender. Slender,
I can.
Pretty good.
No, I didn't.
Oh well, it's been a while since I watched that.
Yeah, don't.
Edit that out.
No, I mean, obviously I need to keep up with that. I mean, I committed to every Thursday. I'm gonna try to stick to that.
I'm not committed to Sims 3 at all.
I'm actually proud of myself. I've been consistent about that. For the last month, I've been every Thursday.
I'm very inconsistent.
Yeah, I know you are.
I need to
We knew that, Colton.
Yeah, oh well.
I swear, as soon as Michael gets his little splitter cable thing for the Delgado, I will start some sort of Let's Play on, like, an SNES or NES game. Probably I will do Power Rangers the Movie as the first Let's Play I do.
Oh, Josh, I could use you in something. I need a person.
Wow, thanks,
well,
Tom.
I'm always willing to be a wingman.
This isn't a totally unrelated thing. Okay.
YOLO.
Exactly.
Tom, YOLO. Tom's trying to get me to get him British doves, I'm assuming.
No. Sorry.
Why'd you have to think about that?
So I think I'm doing a final right on my own.
He's a pedophile.
Tom can't be a pedophile.
Why?
Because...
Give me one good reason why he can't be.
He's too short to look like one.
Yep.
He doesn't have a mustache either.
Or a big trench coat.
Are you trying to say that all... Are you trying to say that all people with mustache? Yeah.
Not everyone with a mustache is a pedophile, but every pedophile has a mustache.
True.
True.
That's bullshit.
That's not true.
Yes,
it's really not.
Yeah,
go look up freaking reports about pedophiles. Look
if
at all
you
would have
seen some of the
you'll see a
bald.
Very
there
big
a, there
similarity.
Was a big scandal at the,
they're
wait,
all bald and white.
There's a big scandal in the UK about a couple of months ago where like someone who was like saying he's dead now, but turns out he was a pedo. Who everyone knew anyway, but it all came out. Everyone came out and admitted about it. This is after a year after he died. He didn't have a mustache.
Oh, I thought she was going to talk about like the Queen had sex with little boys.
What?
Okay, first,
know about that, Michael.
Michael, first off, you insult Emmy. Now you're going to try and insult Tom's country. You're just awful. Like, seriously.
I'm not insulting Emily. Who keeps saying that as a bitch who likes bananas?
Wow, Michael, way to slip that one in there. I'm pretty sure you're really good at that sort of thing.
Kiss my ass, Joshua.
I was trying to say that you are a very sexually deviant man, but I guess you're not. Call in. You got something to say?
What?
Say you're sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, Colin. Stop being a bitch.
Okay, I said it. Sorry.
You said a fire. Alright. Well, I think that's...
Colin's on crack.
I think that's the end of what we can do now. Now it's just rambling.
Yeah, I think we're all podcast out for this week. So who wants to go and say our little whoring out
messages?
I'll
go for it if you want. I don't mind. Might as well.
Go for it. I know you're not good at that sort of thing, but
used to doing it now. I've been in the swing of it.
Don't worry. Tony knows how you feel.
Yeah, good man. Mostly, probably the main bit to check out is the website, which is stfpodcast.blogspot.com. That's where you'd see when the release comes out of the podcast itself and some other things, but I don't actually know what else gets posted on there. YouTube channel, just STF Podcast. We've got, at the moment, what we've got at the moment coming out is the Let's Plays of Sims 3 Pets, Colton's one. You know, you've got Griffball with Emily and Tony coming out. I Can't Play is coming out every Thursday. And usually there's some random ones that come up, so enjoy that.
Hey, when's Resident Evil coming
out? I don't know, whenever I can be bothered to do it.
When's Halo Reach Let's Play Episode 4 coming out?
When's Borderlands 2?
Okay,
Borderlands,
I'm going to clarify 3. This now. Borderlands, I've forgotten all about, to be honest, sorry.
You could just,
shut up,
you,
shut up,
want, you
shut
could
up,
just send
shut
me
up,
the
shut
files,
up,
I'll
shut
edit
up,
it.
Shut up,
I'll do it,
shut up.
I'll do it.
I will do it, okay. I'll do it, don't worry. Resident Evil 5, I've only just got the files from you, so that will give me some time. Halo Reach, no one is asking about I'm going to answer this question that nobody is asking. Halo Reach has stopped. We are not doing it. Okay, that's it. All right. Also, got Facebook, Twitter, same name as always. And that's it from me, Josh.